Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Vayishlach, Week 8, 7th Aliyah. Then Esau took his wives, his sons, his daughters, and all the members of his household, his livestock, and his beasts, and all his property that he had acquired in the land of Canaan. He went into a land away from his brother Jacob, for their possessions were too great for them to dwell together. The land of the sojournings could not support them because of their livestock. Genesis 36, verses 6 and 7. What will be the end of the empire of Edom? Esav wasn't entirely bad. The Torah reveals that after his encounter with Yaakov, there were no more problems between them, and that when their father Yitzhak died, they buried him together. Chapter 35, verse 29. Esav did two very positive things. He honored his father in an extraordinary way, and out of respect for his brother Yaakov, he left Canaan because of the large amount of cattle they had. The land wasn't enough for both of them. These two merits granted him a great blessing upon him and his descendants. Esav's descendants' genealogy reveals that many powerful men came from him, strong leaders from many kingdoms. But it also reveals cases of incest and fornication sins, a result of the spirit from the two women from Canaan that Esav took as wives. One of Esav's descendants founded Rome. That is why we have to see the Roman Empire as an extension of Edom. The book of Daniel teaches that the Roman Empire is the fourth world kingdom that will have dominion over the earth and the Jewish people until the coming of the Messiah. When he comes, the Messiah, the kingdom of the world will be delivered to the Jewish people together with all its allies, those that are grafted into Israel. Daniel 2:44 and 7:27. Rome can be identified both as a political and religious power. Both powers are prophetic extensions of Edom. This teaches us that Rome's religion is connected to Edom. In the text we're dealing with, the Hebrew original reads that Esav went to Eretz, which was translated as a land. In the Hebrew text, it could be understood as a name, Eretz. Is it possible that Esav called the new land he went to Eretz as a substitute to the land of Canaan promised to Yaakov and his offspring? Is it that Esav wanted to substitute the Eternal's promise to his chosen brother with a different land? The truth is that the spirit that comes from Rome teaches something very similar, that the chosen people are no longer chosen, but that the Gentiles are, and that the universal Catholic Christian Church are now the chosen people, the new Israel. Is it that this idea began with Esav? When studying the prophecies that talk about the Roman Empire, both political and religious, which involves Christianity, we can see that there is no future for it. The Roman Empire is destined to be destroyed. This includes both the political system that nowadays dominates the minds of all politicians of the world, and the religious system that attempts to substitute the only chosen people. The Hebrew prophets reveal that there is no future for the empire of Edom. There are only destruction prophecies for the final future of Edom. There is not a single prophecy that talks about Edom being restored and uplifted for the world to come, in example, the world of the empire of the Messiah. Edom is destined to be utterly destroyed and wiped from the earth. However, there are many souls within the Edomite Roman religious system who have been redeemed by the God of Israel. These are souls who were reached by the power of the resurrection of the Messiah of Israel. They will also have the right to inherit the kingdom to come, but the system in which they are is destined to the ruins. There is no future for Christianity. I can't find any prophecy that reveals the contrary. The ones redeemed from among the nations are not considered by heaven as part of Christianity, but as a cut off from the wild olive tree, and grafted into the cultivated one, that is, the people of Israel. See Romans 11, Revelations 5, verses 9 and 10. Sadly, though, most of them don't see this, but believe that Christianity is the new Israel, and that Christians are the new people of God, and therefore they keep clinging on to a system that is destined to disappear. The Edomite Roman religious system is the same as the great prostitute found in the book of Revelations. Not long before the coming of the kingdom of the true Messiah, we will see the fall of the great prostitute, also called Babylon. That day is not far away. The Eternal is calling his people to come out of her, out of the Edomite Roman religious system, also called Babylon. I can do nothing but to repeat the same calling. Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her plagues. Isaiah 40, verse 20, 52, verse 11, Jeremiah 50, verse 8, 51, verse 45, Zechariah 2, verse 7, and Revelation 18, verse 4. May the Eternal grant us understanding to know what this message means and how to apply it correctly in our lives. Shabbat Shalom.